We begin the current Daven Sechtes Erevin Daven Mem Beis. We begin three lines up in the top of the Amid, on the bottom of Mem Aleph Mem Beis, where the Gemara continues discussing the statement of Rapapa, that is, our Mishnah spoke about regarding a person that was forcibly taken out of his city, out of his Tchum Shabbos, and then he was brought back, and now we said that he has his original status as returned, that he gets the entire city as Dalet Amis, and then he can walk 2,000 Amis in either direction. So Rapapa created a corollary to that, and he said, same thing would apply to produce. If someone took out, even bemazed, forcibly took out produce from its tchum, and then they brought it back, then you could it has the area that it originally had of the whole city and 2,000 amos in either direction, because it would be the equivalent of hoitziu nachim vechziru, that it was done anusim, as Rav Papa said. To which our current daf begins, Eitzvei Rav Yosef bar Shmaya l'Rav Papa. He asked on this, the Rav Papa said that even bemazed, even if someone intentionally went and took it out and then brought it back, that it retains and it gets back its original status of the entire city and the tchum of 2,000 amos in the direction. However, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Nechemi, Rav Eliezer, and Yaakov Arman, both of them say, lo'il masurim, that it's will for always be forbidden to move out this produce from its 4 amos and not to eat it, even if it is returned, acheyachsul mukayim and shaygin, only if it was returned to its original place unintentionally, which the inference is b'shegig and b'mezulai, that only if it was returned b'shegig is it permitted to get back its old original status. But if it was done b'mezid, then it's only permitted in the Dalet Amis. So how could your papa say that produce is going to have the same status as a person that was forcibly taken out and then returned, even if a person did a bemazid, that it gets back its old status, when here we see that they say, these two tanoim that bemazid, it's not going to get back its original status, it's only if it was done, b'shegig. There's the Gemara answers, tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim, you're right, you have him, the Chabim Lezer, saying that bemazid would be a problem. However, a papa is going like a different tanya, the tanya like we learned the b'raisa. Perish yatzu chutz l'tchum, regarding produce that was taken out of the tchum. So the halacha is b'shegig yeichlu. If it was done b'shoygig, it could be eaten. That is, over there in that area where it was taken out to, there it could be eaten. In such a case, if, for example, if let's say a person made an erev that way where he can go another 2,000 amos, he goes, he can reach that place where it was taken out of the tchum. Or if let's say it was near a different city where that it's within the tchum of that city, so someone could eat over there. B'mezid lo yechlu, but if it was taken out b'mezid, then it cannot be eaten even over there. We continue on to the top of Membezim et Av. From the Chem Yaimer, he says, b'mekayman, in its place, in other words, if it gets returned to its original place, then it could be eaten. However, if it's not in its original place, and that is as long as it's still out of the tchum, where it was taken out to, cannot be eaten. So now the Gemara explains this machlokes to show that the statement of Rapapa is a machlokes tanur. My bimkaiman, what does this mean when Rav Nechemi said it's going to be mutter only if it's in its original place? What's he talking about? How did it get back to its original place? If it was returned to its original place, now that is, even if someone did it intentionally, which, because it would be like Rav Papa, that it's considered like anusin, that it was done forcibly to the produce that it was taken out, and then it was returned back. So even though the person that's doing it is amazed, but the produce is, so to speak, was done against its own will, it obviously doesn't have will, so, but it's the equivalent of the case of our Mishnah, where hoitzi'u nachem, that non-Jews took the Jew out and then they put him back, hechziru, where it gets its original status back. If that's what Rav Nechemi would be meaning when he says b'mkayim and yoichlu, but v'agutan behedya, but that can't be because we have the other brisa which what we began today's daf with on the previous daf on the bottom. That Rav Nechemi and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, they both say lo'il masur matsheyachzum b'mkayim and shaygin, that they both say that it's forbidden to consume this produce until it gets returned to its place b'shaygin unintentionally. The inference is b'shaygin b'mezid loy, if it was done b'mezid, then that can't be. So Elalav must be that this that Rav Nechemi said b'mkayim, that if it gets returned to its original place, is talking about b'shegig, that is returned unintentionally. That's when Rav Nechemi was saying that it's going to be mutter. The inference is that the Tanakama that Rav Nechemi was arguing on is saying that even if it was done b'mezid, that it's going to be mutter if it was returned. And obviously that the Tanakama was saying two separate kulas, two different leniencies, even though it's not mashma from the words of Tanakama at all, because it doesn't even seem like he's even talking about the case of being returned. He's just talking about in the place where he was taken out to. Then obviously you have to say, b'chasur mechzer b'chokhtan, you have to say that there are words missing from the words of the Tanakama, because what is Rav Nechemia that's arguing on the Tanakama, what he's talking about regarding bringing it back, that only if it's b'shegig is mashma the Tanakama, would be even b'mezid if it was brought back, it's still going to get back its old original area. Now, but the Tanakama doesn't say that, so the Gemara says, we have to say as follows. Peiris, these words were said by the Tanakama. Peiris shiyatzu chutz l'chum, regarding produce that was taken out of the boundary, That we said, b'shogeg yoichlu, that if it was taken out b'shogeg, then you could eat it over there. B'mezu lo yoichlu, if it was taken out intentionally, then you can't eat it over there, even out there, out of the tchum. And these were the words of Chasur Mechzer. These words weren't there, but you have to insert these words. When did we say these things that it's going to be asa b'mezid shloi b'mkayman? That's only if it's not in its original place, that it wasn't brought back. There is where we said that b'mezid you're not going to be able to eat it if it went out b'mezid aval b'mkayman. But if it's in the original place, afilu b'mezid yoichlu, then even b'mezid, then you could eat it. That is like the statement of Rav Papa. And that, that's what Reb Nechemi came to say, that this statement that you said, of b'shogeg yoichlu, b'mezid lo yoichlu, that b'shogeg you could eat it, but b'mezid you can't eat it, that you were saying that it's going on shaloi b'mkayman, that is, there's only a problem, a deficiency when it's done b'mezid, only when it's not in its place. But when it's brought back, then even b'mezid you could, and that is what Reb Nechemi was coming to say, that that's not true. Rather, that statement is only going on b'mkayman, and that it's even if it was brought back l'mkayman, it's only b'shogeg that you could eat it. But if it was done b'mezid, then you cannot eat it. As the Gemara says, that Nechemi was saying, afilu b'mkayman nami, that even if it's brought back to its original place, then is b'shogeg in b'mezid. Only then is when we said that b'shogeg, that then you could consume it and b'mezid not. But the Tanakam, obviously that he holds, are a papa. And therefore, this is what the machloik is, although it seems to be a brice that says naligrav papa, but it seems to be clearly over here that it's a machloik is tanoim, because obviously Reb Nechemi was arguing on Tanakam when he said it was only b'shegig, and that the Tanakam, although the words are not there, but after Sechser Mechster, was saying that even if it was done b'shegig and it was brought back to the original place, it get back its old status and it could carry the whole city and 2,000 amas like Rav Papa. The Gemara says, loy, it's not true. Maybe there is no source for Rav Papa. B'mezid b'mkayman the kuli amal loy pligid asa, that nobody agrees to Rav Papa. Everyone agrees that if it was brought back to its place, b'mezid, even the town of the Kama would agree that it's going to be asa. And the Mishnah is not like we said, chesur mechzer. Rather, it was like, as it said before, that the town of the Kama is not talking about chazar at all. And Reb Nechemi was going on shaloy b'mkayman, on regarding the case of the Tanakama, which he was talking about when it's not in its original place, to the place of out of the tchum it was brought to, on that Reb Nechemi is arguing. He says that regarding the Tanakama that said that out of its place b'shogeg you could eat it, on that Reb Nechemi came to say that chilik, that difference that you gave between shogeg and mezid, it's not going on shaloi b'mkayman, rather it's going on b'mkayman, and this is what Reb Nechemi was telling Tanakama. If it was brought back to its place, then you could eat it. That is when we said b'shogeg, but shaloi b'mkayman, even b'shogeg you can't eat it. In other words, regarding that leniency that you allowed at least b'shogeg, that shaloi b'mkayman, that's not true. The whole chilik of shogeg and mezid, that shogeg you could eat it and mezid not, was only if it was also brought back. And only then Reb Nechemi says shogeg will work and mezid not. As the Gemara says, v'hacha b'shogeg shaloi b'mkayman pligi, and that here what they were arguing about was only shogeg shaloi b'mkayman, which is exactly the case that the Tanakam was talking about, as follows. Tanakama saver b'shogeg shari shloi b'mkayman. Tanakama held, as he stated, that even if it's shloi b'mkayman, but it was only brought out of the tchum by mistake, inadvertently, so then it's going to be mutter to consume it over there. But Nechemi saver, and that was what Nechemi came to say, that afilu shogeg, that even this that you want to be mat, you want to permit when it was done b'shogeg, that's b'mkayman in shloi b'mkayman lay. That's only if it was also brought back to its original place. Then we say if it was b'shogeg and it's back to its original place, then it's going to be mutter. But not in its original place, it was brought out of tchum, then it's not going to be mutter. And therefore the Gemara concludes currently that nobody holds like Rav Papa. That is, you don't have a source in the Tanakhama like Rav Papa that regarding it brought back, because he's not even talking about anything being brought back. We wanted to infer from Reb Nechemi's statement that it must be that he was arguing on that regarding being brought back, that not only shogeg like Reb Nechemi, but even mezid, to which the Gemara answers no. He's not talking about being brought back. Reb Nechemi is not arguing on Tanakhama regarding when it was brought back. He's arguing on the chilik of shogeg and mezid, that the Tanakhama made that chilik for shaloi b'mkayman. On that, Reb Nechemi says you could only make that chilik by b'mkayman. But regarding b'mkayman, no one argues that mezid is not going to be good. The only difference was regarding if shogeg works, shaloi b'mkayman. On that, the Gemara asks, v'hamadik tani seifa, but from the fact that the seifa says, Reb Nechemi v'Reb Elezer ben Yaakov oimrim, lo'oy l'masurin, that the food will always be asur, at sheyachzum b'mkayman shogeg, until it's going to be brought back to its original place by mistake. Shogeg. The inference is, shogeg in b'mezid loy, that only if it was done b'shogeg, but if it was done b'mezid then not, Mechlal, the inference is that the Tanakama Savar, that it must be the Tanakama did hold, that Bemezin Namishari, that even when it was done Bemezin, if it was brought back, it's going to be Mutter, Shmamina, that the Tanakama is stating a chilik regarding being brought back, and that the Tanakama is like our Papa, and that it is a Machlekes Tanoim, as Rashi explains. That it's obvious that they really were arguing about two different halachas, not like the Gemara wanted to be doicha and say nobody holds like our Papa, and that they were only arguing regarding the case that the Tanakama mentioned. Rather, the Tanakama also obviously holds like Rav Papa that even if it was done b'mezid, but it was brought back to its original place, it's going to be mutter. And that is because if it's like the Gemara wanted a bidoicha and say that the Tanakama is only saying one leniency, that he's mekel, and that is what Rav Nechemi was arguing on. So as Rashi explains, what Rav Nechemi should have said, he should have said the following words. In its place, you could eat it. Not in its original place, you cannot eat it. In other words, and then I would know that the shoygig that the Tanakam is permitting, on that is what Nechem is coming to say, that shoygig that you permitted, that is only mutter bim kaiman, but shaloi bim kaiman not. From the fact that Nechem said, that it's always going to be asur until you have two components. Those are what his words are saying. Until it's brought back, shayachzer shogin, and it was done inadvertently. From that, you could hear that he heard from the Tanakama that he was saying it's going to be mutter, even if you only have one component to be matur. And that is, there were two halachas Tanakama was saying, although he only said one. But from the fact that he said that one heter is enough. So you infer the other case also, which is the case that the Tanakama speaks about regarding when it's shoygig shloibim kaiman. We only have one akudah to be matter, the fact that it was shoygig, but you have one working against you that it's shloibim kaiman, or if it was mazid bim kaiman. That is, there you have one heter that it's back to its original place, but it was bemazid. As long as it has one aspect, litibusa, of good, that is either that it was shoygig or it's back to its original place, that the Tanakama said that you could eat over there. And that is what Nechemi was coming to say, that no, la'olam asurim, it's always going to be us until you have both components to be matter. One that is shaygig, and one that is bim kaiman. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that it's not difficult to quench Rav Papa, because it is a machlekes tanoim, as we find that the Tanakama is like Rav Papa, and Rav Nechemi, he was like that opinion, that's not like Rav Papa. Now the Gemara discusses something related to the topic of our Mishnah, regarding tchumen of when a person is out of a city. Somebody was walking and he doesn't know the tchum of Shabbos that he has. In other words, he doesn't know what are the 2,000 amos. Mahalich alpayim psiyas beinus. He can walk 2,000 regular steps. That is a regular step of a person is generally around an amos. Vizuhi tchum Shabbos, and that's going to be tchum Shabbos because that's 2,000 amos. So if you don't know how to measure out of your city what is 2,000 amos, you could take 2,000 regular steps. Another statement from the same Amayir of Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shavas Bebika. If you started, you made your halachic residence of Shabbos in a valley, so then you have 2,000 amos in either direction from where you started your Shabbos. But then Veikifu Nachar Mechitza B'Shabbos. But then on Shabbos, non-Jews went and surrounded that person with walls, and they made it for a dwelling. The people were there. There was an encampment. Let's say he was with a caravan of non-Jews, and then on Shabbos they decided, let's surround our area so we're protected from the wild animals. And as Rashi explains, it has to be that they surrounded it for the purposes of dwelling, because if not, then if it's more than base asayim, it won't help a person, as we're going to see that they're going to say you could carry in a certain area, you can't carry more than 4 amos if it's more than base asayim and it wasn't surrounded for deer purposes. So we're talking about a case where the non-Jews went and surrounded the area for deer purposes. And that we have a machlekes, we have Rav Nachman Shmuel that he says, Mahalach alpayim amo. That you can walk 2,000 amos, and that is, these walls that were made on Shabbos doesn't help to create the area like Dalet amos. Because although we always say that entire area that's surrounded for deer purposes, like a house, is considered like just Dalet amos, an entire city could be like that, that's only if you were dwelling in the airspace of those walls from before Shabbos. But over here, where during the time of when you created your Shvisa b'bein Shmoshes, the walls were not up yet, therefore we don't consider that area as Dalet amos. And that's, as Rashi says, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that he says, when the non-Jews take him out and they put him in the Deir or Sahar, in a corral, that even though he did not start Shabbos in the airspace of the old mechitzas, that we create for him the area as only as one big Dalet Amos, and he could walk the entire area, that's only over there where they took out, the non-Jews took him out, and although he only has 4 Amos, however, the Chum were makel by that person where he was forcibly taken out into an area of Hekav Mechitzas, they gave him the area of Arba Amos. But someone that acquires his Shvisa, of 2,000 amos. There the chum were not makeable for such a person to consider the hekaf of mechitzas made on Shabbos as arba amos, only if he started off his Shabbos in that airspace. However, although we will not validate these walls regarding the halachas of tchumen, however, but the person could carry in the entire area that's now surrounded with these walls that the non-Jews made, even beyond his 2,000 amos that he doesn't have a shush to go, he's allowed to carry. How could he carry if he can't walk? Through throwing. In other words, he can throw over there because the halacha is stated that a mechitza that was made on Shabbos is considered a mechitza halachically. And therefore, we understand that within 2,000 amas, he could carry normally because, again, we view these as mechitzas, so he could carry. And even beyond this 2,000 amas, where he can't walk, although it doesn't help to consider it, like Dalet amas, because he didn't start on Shabbos there, but he could throw even beyond the 2,000 amas as long as it's within the mechitzas that the non-Jews made. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman and Mishmul. Rav Huna says, he argues, he says, you're right, Mahalach Alpayim Amah, I agree to you also, you could only walk 2,000 amas, the walls don't help for the halachas of Tchumen. However, you can only carry in 4 amas, and that is as if there are no walls there, and therefore more than 4 amas you're not allowed to carry, even with throwing, because there's no difference between regular carrying or carrying through throwing, and that only in a place where it's mutter to carry and it's forbidden to go, for example, of let's say from within your tchum to outside of your tchum, then we differentiate. But in a place where it's mutter to walk, if it's mutter to carry, then you're allowed to throw. And that is because there is no difference between throwing or carrying, and therefore if we don't let you carry, you're not allowed to throw. And since Rav Huna holds that you're not allowed to carry in his 2,000 amas, even throwing would be us, as the Gemara is going to explain, why is it that carrying is a problem if the mechitzas have a status of mechitzas, even though it was made on Shabbos, and therefore you should be able to carry within that area. And that which the Gemara asks right now, v'netalta b'kula, you should be able to carry in the whole entire area, and that it's even beyond the 2,000 amas, adei zrika, through throwing. And that is because, as we said, the mechitza that was made on Shabbos is a mechitza, as the Gemara says in the second parak on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and that is, although he cannot walk anymore, since he didn't spend Shabbos in that airspace, so it's not going to be considered for him like Dalet Amos, but however, they are considered mechitza. So therefore, what is the problem? This is exactly what the Gemara's question is, that you should be able to carry, and even beyond where you can go for the 2,000 amas, you should be able to throw because they're considered halachically like a house. And the house, you can carry in the house, even if you can't walk past the area of where you are. The Gemara answers, Shemi Yimashich Achachevtzi, right? L'chaira, according to the letter of the law, you should be able to. But there is a gezeira over here because the person might come to follow after his object outside of the 2,000 amas. And therefore we say that you're not allowed to go ahead and carry through throwing because you might come to walk there. So therefore, we don't let you throw outside of 2,000 amas because although you should be able to because it's still within this area that was surrounded, which let's say is 5,000 amas or 20,000 amas, you should be able to throw as far as you want within this area. But since you might come to go after where you threw your object, we don't let you throw it. So the Gemara asks, okay, but Baal Payim, yes, but at least within the 2,000 amas where he's allowed to walk, and where there doesn't apply at all to make a gzera that you might come to follow your object because you're allowed to within the 2,000 amas. So Latalta Karuchet, there you should be able to carry as regular, in other words, regularly carrying, and definitely throwing, because these are full-fledged walls. So what is the problem? Okay, so I understand outside of 2,000 amas you have this concern, but why do you only let 4 amas? At least let within the 2,000 amas. And that the Gemara says, Mishum da havaka mechitza shenifritza b'malua l'makam ha'asala, because it's considered the halachic equivalent like a wall that's breached in its totality to a place that's forbidden it. And that is as follows. That since outside of 2,000 amas is what we said, that you're not allowed to carry even through throwing, because we said you might come to follow after your object, and definitely you can't carry regularly because you can't even go there to carry it. So therefore, even within the 2,000 amas, now it's going to be usher also. And the reason is, because since his 2,000 amas, which l'chara is a permitted area, but it's breached, it's open because there are no walls there separating. You have these large walls that the non-Jews made, surrounding, let's say, 10,000 square amas. Now, this person could only go 2,000 amas. So within that area is permitted area. Beyond the 2,000 amas is the forbidden area, again, because of the gzera of that you might come to follow your object. Because now you don't have any separation between the two of them. So that's really the equivalent of a mechitza that's breached totally to a place that's forbidden. Again, because we said beyond 2,000 amas is forbidden because you might come to carry. So now that's open to the area which is permitted. Any area that's totally open to area that's forbidden to it, that's halacha that we always say that says that you're forbidden. So therefore you can't carry throughout the entire 2,000 amas, only 4 amas, which is the area that he's in. The third opinion the Gemara brings is Chiya bar Rav Amar. So up until now we had the opinion of Rav Nachan Amar Shmuel that he said that you could carry throughout the 2,000 Amos, even beyond the 2,000 Amos because you can throw. Then we had Rav Huna's opinion that says, no, only 4 Amos because he was concerned you might come to follow after your object. Now we have a third opinion of Chiya bar Rav Amar, Mahalach al Payim Amo. He agrees to the first two opinions that you could only walk 2,000 Amos. Doesn't help regarding Halachas of Tchumen because it was not there when you started off your Shabbos. However, he says that you could carry within 2,000 amas. In other words, even through a regular type of carrying, but beyond 2,000 amas, you can't even with throwing. The Gemara asks, come on, who's he like? He's not like either of Nachman's opinion, who Rav Nachman said that you could do it not only within 2,000 amas, but even beyond, because although you can't walk, you could throw it. And he's not like Rav Huna, who said that not only can't you throw beyond 2,000 amas, you can't even carry within the 2,000 amas that you can walk because of the Gezer V'Shem Yamashach and only within 4 amas. So to which Rashi explains that Mamal V'Shach, it's difficult. If he's concerned with this Shem Yamashach that you might come to follow your object, so then even within 2,000 amas, it should be usher, as we explained just before in Rav Huna, because that's considered mechitza, that's open to an area that's forbidden to it. So since you agree that beyond 2,000 amas is forbidden, because you might come to follow your object, then even within 2,000 amas is totally breached to it, and you can't carry there either. And if he's not concerned with the Shem Yimashach, like Rav Nachman, that no, it's no problem, we're not concerned you might come follow your object, and therefore there's no problem in the 2,000 amas, so then it should be permitted even to throw it beyond the 2,000 amas because there is no such concern. How could he hold somewhere in the middle that beyond 2,000 amas is forbidden, not like Rav Nachman, but that within 2,000 amas is permitted, not like Rav Huna, but that doesn't make sense. Either you hold of Shem Yimashach and then only Dalet Amas, or you don't hold of it and even beyond 2,000 amas. So the Gemara says, you're right, Eimah Metaltel Ba'arba, that really what he was saying was that you could carry only within 4 amas. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi Hain Rav Huna, that's the same opinion as Rav Huna. The Gemara says, you're right, Eimah V'chein Om Reb Chiya Barab, that also he says, like Rav Huna, that he's concerned about Shem Yimashach HaChachav, so he might come to follow your object, and therefore it's only permitted within 4 amas. Now the Gemara has a discussion on this topic. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman told Rav Huna that Rav Nachman allowed even beyond 2,000 amas, and Rav Huna said only 4 amas. Says Leitifligal Ed Shmuel, don't argue in Shmuel. And that is Rav Nachman's statement was said in the name of Shmuel that you can carry the whole entire area even beyond 2,000 amas through throwing. Did Tanya Kava say because there's a brice that says like him that we don't make this gezerah that you might come to follow your object? Did Tanya go in the brice? And we continue on to Amud Beis. Hayimaidit Uba. If someone was measuring and he was coming, that is someone that put his Erev. And he's coming from the place of his Erev 2,000 Amos. So he's going, he put his Erev, and now he's walking the 2,000 Amos he wanted to go. And then the end of his 2,000 Amos reaches in middle of his city. And that is by the end of that city. And as Rashi explains, we're talking about that city made an Erev, a Erev Chatzeris, that they were able to carry throughout the entire city, or some on Yom Tov that you're allowed to carry. And that, the Brisa says, you're allowed to carry throughout the entire city. As long as he doesn't go ahead and pass his boundary of the 2,000 amas of where he got to, Baraglav with his feet, and that is since he didn't start off his Yom Tov there or Shabbos in that city, so then the whole entire city is not considered for him like Dalet Amas regarding the Halacha of Tchum, and therefore he could only go to where he can go in the middle of the city, but he can carry throughout the entire city, to which the Gemara discusses. What are we talking about that he can carry throughout the entire city? Since we said that he's not allowed to go ahead past the middle of the city where his tchum ends, so what does it mean that he could carry throughout the entire city? Lavai de Zrika, isn't it obvious that it's talking about through throwing? So obviously we do not make a gzera that you might come to follow your object, because we see over here clearly that you could go ahead and carry throughout the area where you're not allowed to go to, and that obviously we're not concerned that you might come to go and after your object, which is beyond your tchum. So therefore don't argue on me. You see a brisa clearly, like Shmuel, that we're not concerned about Shem Yimashach. Rav Huna says loy. We're not talking about, you're right, it's talking about you can carry throughout the entire city, but not by throwing, because there is a concern of Shem Yimashach. Rather, talking about through pulling. That is, this that said you're allowed to carry throughout the entire city, it's talking about that you pull from beyond your tchum, and that into within the 2,000 amas of your tchum, that there is no gezerah of Shem Yimashach, because it's not his object until he brings it to within his area of his tchum, and once he brings it, he's not going to take it out anymore. And that's why over there there's no problem of Shem Yimashach. But regarding throwing, there would be a problem of Shem Yimashach. Now the Gemara continues with another statement of Rav Huna on this topic. I'm Rav Huna. If someone was measuring and it was coming, and then his 2,000 amas ended smack in the middle of a courtyard. not like the case before of the Braisa of a city, but in the middle of a courtyard. In la ela chatzi chatzir, he only has a half of the courtyard to go, and he can't go past that area. To Rosh Hashanah, pshita, it's obvious. What I mean, that's the end of his 2,000 amos. Why would I think he could walk the rest? So the Gemara says, rather, Ema yesh lechatzi chatzir. What we were saying was that he has half of the courtyard, that half that's within his tchum, he's allowed to go regularly. And what we needed this halacha was to say the permission, the heter, but not the isra of the other half. To Rosh Hashanah asks, what do you mean? Hainami pshita. That's also pretty obvious. What do you mean? That half of the field is within his tchum. Why shouldn't he be able to go there? And then the Gemara answers, because I would have thought to say, if we let him go half of the field, he might come to walk in the rest of the field, because I'm allowed to go in this field, I can't go the rest. Then no, we're not concerned about that, that we allow you to go even half the field, even though you're not allowed to walk the rest, and we're not concerned you might come to go out of your tchum. Now the Gemara returns back to the machlikas of Rav Nachman Rav Huna and says as follows. I'm Rav Nachman. Moideli Huna. Huna agrees to me, and that is, although he makes this gezeirah of Shemi Yimashach, he's concerned we don't allow a person to go ahead and carry, which in this case would be throwing beyond the 2,000 amos, because you might come to foul your object, and therefore you can't carry within the 2,000 amos, because it's open to that area, and you can only carry within 4 amos. But he agrees to me that Hayimoyde Deba, if someone was measuring and going regarding his 2,000 amos, the Kolsimi Dasa Asvas Tikra, and then his tchum ends by the opening of a roof. And that is opposite the edge of a roof, which is the house is already outside of his tchum. And it's talking about a case where the wall of the house is totally breached, it's totally open, and the only thing that's left is the roof that's on top. And the house is open to the chatzur that's in front of it, therefore there's no problem regarding the house of being breached to a makom asur, because it's open to a chatzur, which is allowed to be open to. On that, Huna would agree to me, that mutalot talta b'chalabais, that you're allowed to carry throughout the entire house. How so? You can't walk in the house, because that's beyond the 2,000 amos, through throwing. That is, although you're not allowed to go in with your feet, here he would not make this gezerah of Shemi Yimashach. Which you can ask my time, or what's the reason? Why would that be any different? So the reason is, choyel v'tikus abayis chavetas, since the roof of the house closes off the area. In other words, it seems like it's coming down, and there's a hecker, there's a simen, and therefore, a person's not going to come to go beyond that point because his eyes see the roof, that this is where my tchum ends. That's a siman for him that's the end of his tchum. And therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and throw there because although generally concerned, Shemi Yimashach HaChetzer, because you usually can't tell. You're in this large area where the goyim, the non-Jews, went and closed you in. And then 2,000 amos, you could, beyond that. And you throw it, it lands outside, you're going to come to carry. But here where you see I can't go beyond this roof. Therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and throw into the house because there we don't have that concern. I'm Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nasan. So he says, regarding this machlekes of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, he says, Kitanoi, that this idea, if you're geyser, Shemi Yimashach, or not, if you're going to follow your object to make it us or not, is a machlekes tanoi. And he brings from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, if the non-Jew or the Ruach Ra goes and takes him out of his city, and they place him into a corral, they say, you can walk throughout the entire Deir and Sahar. You only have 4 amos. So he wants to say as follows, my love, regarding those opinions that say you're allowed to walk throughout the entire Deir Basar, that they do not make a gzeira of forbidding to walk in the Deir Sahar where the non-Jews put him there, to a case where the non-Jews put you in an open field, where there are no mechitzes, and there you only have your dalet amos, as it says in the beginning of the parak, and whereas a deer in the Sahar, although you didn't start off your Shabbos in the ear space of the mechitzes from before Shabbos, it still has halachic status like dalet amos, since forcibly he was taken out of his tchum, so the rabbanu were makel and considered as dalet amos. But therefore, they allow you to walk the entire area because they don't make a gzeira. Oh, if we let you go ahead and walk by the Deir Sahara in the entire area, might come to walk the entire area by the Bika, which you only have Dalet Amos. And therefore, Umedehilach. And since we find by the walking of the Deir Sahara, Atuhilach, and in regards to the walking of the Bika, of the open valley, of the open field, that Loy Gazri, that there they did not make that gezera. They weren't concerned that if we let you walk throughout the entire area of the Deir Sahara, that you might come to walk by the Bika. So therefore, the same thing would apply of Tiltul Oto Hilich. Regarding carrying that you might come to walk, for example, in the case where you spend Shabbos in the open valley on Yom Tov, where there it's forbidden for the person to walk outside of 2,000 amos from the place where you start off his Shabbos. Yet the carrying of throwing is mutter with amachitzas because it's yomtiv. Loi gazri, that there we did not make a gzeri that you should not carry with your throwing outside of 2,000 amas because you might come to walk there, and that is because you might come to follow after your object. That's like Rav Nachman, that we don't make a gzeri of shemi yamashtik. That's obviously because we find that they don't make a gzeri of atu, that if you come to walk over here, you might come to walk over here. And therefore the same thing would apply, that they don't say that you're not allowed to go ahead and walk over here and throw over here because you might come to walk over here. And therefore you could throw beyond 2,000 amas, and we're not concerned that you're going to come to walk as Rav Nachman, because we don't say Shem Yamashich. Whereas Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, the Ein Lo Ela Arba Amas, where they say in the Deir and Sa'ar, you only have 4 amas. Now, why would that be a problem? You're within the airspace of walled area. The Gazru Hilich Deir V'Sa'ar Atu Hilich Debika, because they say we are concerned. We make a gzera. If we allow you to walk in the entire area of the Deir Sahar, you might come to walk in the entire area of the Bika. And that is also by the Bika, by the open valley, where there are no walls, that you only have Dalet Amas. And therefore you could infer, from the fact that they make gzera of walking in one case, by the Deir Sahar, because of the walking of the other case of the Bika, so Tiltal Atu Hilich Namigazri, that they also make gzera of walking regarding, of carrying because of regards of walking, which is the case of, like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, you're not allowed to throw beyond 2,000 amas, because then you might come to walk beyond the 2,000 amas. And therefore you see that this machlekes of Nachman Rav Huna is really a machlekes tanaim of our Mishnah. Just the Gemara says, Mimai. Who says, Dilma kilo gazri rabbi gamliel rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. That is, we could say either way it's not a raya, that each one could not be like Rav Nachman or Rav Huna. That maybe, when did Rabbi Gamaliel and Elazar ben Azarya not make their gezerah of hiluch sar v'dir, atu hiluch bika, that they weren't concerned that if we let you carry in the deer sahar, in the corral, that you might come to carry in the open field? Hanemi li hasim, that's only in the case of our Mishnah. The shnei makaymasin, because they're two totally different areas. In other words, they're not similar at all. Deer and sahar have walls. A bika doesn't have a wall, and therefore we're not going to come to confuse the two cases. And therefore, yes, we allow you to walk in the deer and sahar. We're not concerned that you might come to carry when you were taken out to a bika. But regarding carrying, where you might come to walk, we're there in the case that we're discussing of the machlekes of Nachman Rav Huna, where there it's one area, for example, if let's say you start off your yomtiv in the open valley, maybe they would agree to Rav Huna, not like Rav Nachman, that you would come to follow after your object. That they would say that you would make a gzeri that you should not carry, let's say through throwing, outside of 2,000 amas, because then you might come to follow after your object, because it's one area, and not like we wanted to say that they hold like Rav Nachman. And that is because we don't make gzeris. We don't make gzeris when they're totally not similar. But in this case, where it's one area, yeah, it's very similar, and therefore maybe they would say, like Rav Huna, not like Rav Nachman, that you cannot throw out of the 2,000 amas because you might come to walk. Similarly, you could say in the reverse, the other way. How do you know that it's because they make this gezera, which you wanted to say is like Rav Huna? Oh, that they say when we're guys are on Deir Sahar because you might come to also walk to the whole area in the Bika. And therefore, since they make a gezera over there, so they make a gezera also like Rav Huna, that also regarding you know like carry tiltul atahilich because you might come to walk beyond the 2,000 amas. Who said? Dilma mishum the kasavi. Maybe the reason is because they hold ki amrina kalabayis kule ka'arba amas. I mean, when did we say an entire house or any area that's surrounded with walls, which would include this case of Deir Sahar, that is like Dalet Amas, Hanemili Hechad Shabbos Ba'avim Mechitzim Be'ayim. That's only where you started off your Shabbos in the airspace of those walls from before Shabbos. Al Hechad Le Shabbos Ba'avim Mechitzim Be'ayim. But however, where you did not start off your residential area in the airspace of these walls from before Shabbos, then not. Then they would not consider it to be like Arba Amas, and therefore it's not mutter regarding the case of walking even by the Deir Sahar. Again, not because we were geyser by Deir Sahar atu a bika. The reason why they say you only have in the Deir Sahar 4 Amas, although it's an area surrounded with walls, is because you didn't start your Shabbos over there. If you didn't start your Shabbos over there, for you it's not considered to be an airspace of Dalet Amas. However, regarding the carrying of throwing, regarding beyond 2,000 Amas, maybe I would say that they would hold that it would be permitted throughout the entire Deir and Sahar by throwing it, and they're not concerned. They don't make these gezeres that you might come to go ahead and follow after, and therefore maybe they hold not like Rav Huna. And therefore the Gemara concludes that there is no raya, like the Gemara wanted to say that this machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Huna is a machlekes tanoim, because you could really say each tana is not saying regarding this gezeri of Shemi Mashach or not. They're talking about different ideas why they said that it's Dalet Amas in Deir Sahar or the entire area to walk around in that area of Deir Sahar. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Hilchas of the Halacha in our Mishnah that we just discussed regarding the Deir Sahar and the case of Sfina, regarding if you're allowed to walk only for Amos or throughout the entire area. The Gemara says, Kerem Gamliel, Bedir v'Sahar v'Sfina. The Halacha follows Gamliel both by the case of Deir Sahar, that you're allowed to walk throughout the entire corral, and on a boat, that again you can walk throughout the entire boat. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no. He says, I agree that the halacha follows like Rabbi Gamliel on a boat, that there you are allowed to walk throughout the entire boat, not just Al Ramas. But regarding a corral, where there you're in that area, you were taken out there on Shabbos by the non-Jews, there you could only walk within four Amas and not more. So the Gemara explains. But ultimately, everybody, even Shmuel, agrees that the halacha does follow Gamliel, by, at least by the case of the ship. My time, what's the reason? Why over there do we say that you can walk the entire boat? And why is it any different than Deir Sahar, like according to Shmuel, and that you don't say you can only walk the Al-Ramas? So the Gemara gives two pshatim. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Hoyl v'shaves b'aver mechitz m'oydiyam, since you started off your residential area in the airspace of the walls from before Shabbos, so therefore the entire boat is considered for you, Dalaramis. It's very much different than in the case of our Mishnah, where there you didn't start off your Shabbos over there. You were taken out into that area. Then you could say that you only get Dalaramis. But here, where you start off your Shabbos on the airspace of the boat, therefore you get the entire area. Reb Zeir Amar, he says a different pshat. He says, Hoyl usfina noitlosai. Since the boat takes you mitchilas arba from the beginning of Dalai Lama's umanichasay b'soif arba, and it takes you to the end of Dalai Lama's, like Rashi explains. He says, when you pick up your foot on a boat, let's say it's on Shabbos, before you even put it down, the boat is already constantly in motion. It took you from, it took you beyond the four amas that you actually have, and therefore you enter a different Dalai Lama's against your will, almost like the case of Hitziu Nachrim, as when the non-Jew takes you out of the area of your tchum, which in this case, your tchum is just Dalet Amos, and they put you into another tchum, which is into this other Dalet Amos that they put you into. Therefore, as we find in the case of Hoitzu and Nachem, that even the most Chamer de Geshita gives you at least Dalet Amos, so therefore you get a new Dalet Amos. And therefore, the next time you pick up your foot again you get a new Dalet Amos, so it continues on, so you can walk the whole boat, because you're constantly getting, before you even put your foot down, a new Dalet Amos. And that's why everyone agrees you can walk throughout the entire boat. Those are the two pshatim, why there we say that Allah is Gamliel, again, either because you started off in that airspace before Shabbos, or because you're constantly getting new Dalet Amos, even like the opinion not like Gamliel would agree in this case. And that the Gemara is my benayu. What is the difference between the opinion of Rabba and Reb Zeir? Why do we need the two different reasons? Ikke benayu, the difference is two cases. Either shenifchasu doifnei sfina, that the walls of the ship have broken and broken down, so therefore you don't have any more the halachic status of mechitzas. So therefore, according to Rabba, it would not be much to walk throughout the entire boat, because then you don't have his heter that he said that you had the aver mechitzas, that you started off, that you have the whole thing, because now that the walls are already breached, you don't have that heter anymore. But regarding what Reb Zeir is saying, you would still have the heter of walking throughout the entire boat, because the boat is still constantly moving. So before you put your foot down, you moved another farama, so you get a new farama. You keep on getting that extension, which continues on and on and on, so you could continue walking, even if there is no aver of mechitzas. Inami, another difference between them would be, b'kaifetz misfina l'sfina. When you're jumping from ship to ship, and that is according to there, you don't have the airspace of the mechitzas that you started off from before Shabbos, because now that you moved on to the next boat, according to Rabba, you wouldn't be able to walk on the next boat, because that you did not start your Shabbos in that airspace. Whereas according to Reb Zeir, it would be permitted, again, because it doesn't make a difference where you are, even if there are no walls at all, because every time you're on a boat, even the next boat, it's constantly moving Dalet Amos before you even got to put your foot down, and therefore you get another extension of Dalet Amos, and you can continuously keep on going, because you're always getting Dalet Amos, Dalet Amos, and Dalet Amos.